basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones.
Well, since we didn't have a show on Tuesday, Jones, who was nice enough to let us move a Tom Jones Tuesday to a Tom Jones Thursday. Jonesy, a good afternoon. How's it going?
Hey, it's a good afternoon in Albert Lea. A little bit cold, but I'm home for a late lunch and look forward to doing our show today versus having it on Tuesday. And lots of Tiger sports coming up we have to talk about.
Absolutely. We always start with basketball. And I know both the basketball teams, they were in action against Mankato West on Tuesday. Did you get to the boys' game or were you at the girls' game?
I was at both, actually. I officiated the 430 C-Squad game, and our C-Squad girls, who placed second in a Big Nine tournament in Rochester in Mankato last weekend, pulled off a nice, I think, 20-point win over the Mankato West C-Squad. I did not stay for the varsity or JV as my son was playing in Mankato. So little Nancy picked me up, and we quickly got up there and caught the end of the JV game and watched the whole varsity game. And the varsity game was a game that we were ahead. And I think going almost with like a minute to go in the half, we were up, I believe it was 38-32, and West went on a 6-0 run at the end of the half to tie it. And it was a seesaw battle back and forth in the second half, and West hit a big three very late in the game, gave them a lead, and they finished it off. I think it was like a 5-point win. It was a game the Tigers, I think, would like to have said they should have won that ball game, but they had some defensive lapses, I thought, and gave some easy layups and some open threes, and it was kind of a frustrating loss, I would say, the team we had beat the first time around. But, you know, playing on their home court up there, and West has got a few W's in the Big Nine, so I'm sure they were more than anxious to try to revenge our Tigers. But it was a good one, and well, we have to regroup, and tomorrow night we have the boys at home. I believe it's Northfield, if I'm not mistaken, and
correct,
we'll
yep.
go on the road, and so we'll look forward to seeing what they can do there. And then on Saturday, a lot of these, they're on the big9.org, but if you had an original printed out schedule, there's some makeup games going on. Both the girls and the boys play at home on Saturday. And I know that I'm refereeing at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning with girls, so I can only assume that the JV will be following that and then the varsity to follow that. And you may have the schedule there, Aaron. And then at 3:45 is a B-Squad boys game followed by JV and followed by varsity, both at the Ori Julie Gymnasium. So it's going to be a full day for Tiger Hoops on Saturday.
You know, going back to the Mankato West game, a 6-point loss, 80-74, and maybe West is a little bit down from years past, but you look at this program, they beat West the first time, and they were that close to sweeping Mankato West, which probably cannot be said for maybe a long time.
Well, that's for sure. I don't know about the year that we got COVIDed out and had a chance to go to state that year, but it's been a long time since we've even been competitive with West per se. And we talked about it the first time around. West is not the biggest, tallest team that we normally will see out of the West. So usually you're going to bring in a 6'4", 6'6", power guys, and they're much more of a finesse shooting team. And it was a lot of run and gun on both sides of the court. Wouldn't call it the cleanest game I've ever seen as far as the flow of it, because there was a lot of run and gun threes and I thought weren't real quality shots by either squad. But West came through down on the stretch and they got the W. And, you know, the sad thing we were talking about in the crowd, Neil Pierce from Alden had his grandnephew playing as a starter for West there. And Neil and I are both saying how in the days of full house gyms at Mankato West, or even when Neil coached at Alden Conger, you just don't see that. I mean, the student section for West that night was probably 40 kids, maybe. The Albert Lea section was probably 40 to 50, and adult section for West probably 100. Like, I'm guessing 200 maybe at the game, where I can think of the days of the Orly Jurley era where you'd walk in that gym and it would just be packed from one side to the other. And just a sign of times of people not going to as many games, I guess, and a little frustrating, too, on the air of my frustration here. The Big Nine, a lot of schools are not printing out programs anymore. Thank you, Paul Durbin and Holly Dow and Megan LeBrun, because we still print programs, and I like to keep score. I've been a stats guy. You know that all my life.
Yep.
And to be able to walk into a gym and the lady says, just point your phone there. And I said, I have an Android phone and Albert Lee still prints programs. And she said, oh, we don't do it here anymore. So I appreciate any school out there. Austin put a nice program out when we were over there and that still do that, because there are people like Neil and I that wanted to know who's who for Weston. We didn't know who they were because we didn't have a program. And no, I guess I need to get in the times and get rid of my Android phone. But it's just a frustration I've had at some of the schools this year.
No, I agree with you 100%. I do know that they always make like a few copies of the roster. So when I show up, I usually get one. But I'm right there with you. I know that there was a time for this because during the COVID era, we didn't want anybody touching anything. So I get that. But I am very happy with the schools that have gone back to the paper program. I know you're saving some money on paper, but I get a kick out of seeing, for the first winter season, my son Isaac, he's a freshman. I get a real big kick every time I go to the game or go to his game and see his name in the program. I mean, I think that's pretty cool to see, you know, your son or your daughter or your grandson or your granddaughter, their name right there in a sports program. So I'm right there with you, Jonesy. I commend those that have brought the paper programs back.
Oh, no doubt. And I've got programs from Will Spencer and Alexis from varsity from when they scored their first varsity point. Those are very special to us as parents. And to the kids, I know they don't mean anything, but you look back and you say, hey, that's the game Alexis scored her first three against Faribault as a sophomore, and Spencer scored his first point. I don't remember who that was against, but I commend those ADs to do that. I mean, you print out 100 programs at 7 cents a piece at $7-$8. That's not a whole lot of money to be able to keep the fans happy.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Thursday this week. And one other topic you brought up there, Jonesy, talking about not as many fans at the Mankato West game the other night. Have you kind of noticed it? And I think I've noticed it across the board when it comes to high school sports, that over the years, except for maybe playoff games, that attendance has gone down. Have you noticed that too?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it goes back to Sid Hartman's phrase, win, baby, win. Because three years ago when we had the team that was playing Austin in the section finals, it got canceled. We were getting, as that team started building momentum towards the end of the season, we had some big crowds. And we went to Austin here a couple weeks ago to play the Packers, and that was a very big, large crowd over there. And then when they came back over here the next week, and that was probably our largest crowd of the year that night too. But yeah, for the most part, you just don't see those big crowds like you used to. And it's not only that, I see it when I go to Tiger hockey games too. They draw a good crowd, but I can remember games early, in the 80s, 90s, whatever, aging myself, but where you'd have to park all the way down to the Red Barn out there to be able to get a seat for a game, and sometimes even up the hill for some games. But I don't know. I think it's just a sign of the time. Some people don't want to go to games with COVID, whatever. Factor probably still playing a little bit in play, but we don't have as many kids. You graduate a couple hundred kids in the class, and that's certainly going to be a factor there too, how many kids are out. And a lot of these kids are, probably half the kids in the class are playing sports of one sort or another too. So it's just a big huge factor, I think, that comes into play of that smaller crowd.
Jonesy, I think there's way too many options when it comes to our entertainment dollar. That I think that's what's hurting some of the attendance, because, I mean, you don't have to go out on a Friday night. If you have, like, streaming services, you can watch, like, 1,000 different programs. I mean, there's so many other things that I think that has kind of hurt, not just maybe high school sports, but other things that maybe were more well-attended in the past.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. The other thing too, Aaron, is you've got the options like with Live Barn. You can buy a subscription and watch pretty much every hockey game, youth and adult, in the state of Minnesota for, $20 a month or something like that. Or like the other night when Albert Lee was playing at West and we had our phone watching the Albert Lee girls play back at home. So there's a lot of people around the country that watch our Tiger games. I know on game day for me, I send out a link to all my relatives around the country, which isn't very many, but if they want to watch either my son or my daughter play, or my daughter when she was not injured. I think that's the thing too, that people can enjoy it and they can screen it onto their big TVs in the living room. So, I mean, why go out when you can watch a game on your 55-inch TV in your living room if you know what you're doing with your phones and electronics?
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Thursday. Again, the girls basketball team, they're going to be at Northfield tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you on Kate. Boys basketball team, they're going to host Northfield, like Jonesy mentioned. And when it comes to a Saturday, here's the schedule. Now, you said you're doing the game at 11?
11 o'clock C squad and 3:45 B squad game I'm officiating.
Yeah, girls 9A at 11, girls JV at 12:15, girls varsity against Faribault at 1:45. Then the boys 9A at 3:45, the boys B game also at 3:45, boys 9B at 5, boys JV at 5, and then boys basketball, Albert Lea taking on Red Wing at 6:30. Now, the Faribault game for the girls, Faribault beat them in overtime earlier this season, and Albert Lea beat Red Wing on the road in boys basketball. So it's a good chance to get out to Uri Gerley Gymnasium this weekend, Jonesy, and watch tons of basketball. And there's a good chance you could see a couple of Tiger varsity wins.
Absolutely. And that Faribault game with the girls, I remember we had girls, a whole bunch of girls fall out. We don't have a whole bunch to start with, but I remember my daughter had a chance I know it was a tie or maybe go ahead late in the game with a shot, didn't make it. But I think if we can keep ourselves out of fall trouble, we have a chance to get a W there. But the girls also on Saturday afternoon, Aaron, it's parents. I want to say parents night, but parents afternoon, they're all going to be recognized in the program. And it's been a season that's gone very fast, and Jody Schultz has got those girls still playing hard. And like I've said on a few of our broadcasts, if you want to go out and watch a great young team, go out at 11 and watch our ninth graders play. I told the coach the other night that I get paid to do that game, but I would probably pay them to do it because they're so fun to watch. I looked at the starting five the other day, and I believe four of the five are second generation. I call them ball players that parents played basketball, and the fifth one may have too, but they know what to do. They move the ball, they get to the girl on the open shot, and she drains the shot, and they play great defense, and Julie Jones has just done a wonderful job with that ninth grade squad. I would certainly encourage people to go out early and watch that if they have the opportunity to. And it's just going to be a fun day of basketball. And we've got so much going on. We've got the girls hockey team. I want to wish them luck if we can change the subject onto that. A lot of those girls, I had a chance, opportunity to coach in traveling softball when they were 10 and under or 12 and under. And a lot of those girls, I've kept an eye on their career so far. And they're such a young team too that they're going to have a chance to make a run here for many years, but we want to wish them luck.
Yeah, should be a good one tonight. Again, Dodge County, Section 1A Final. If you can't make it to Owatonna's Four Seasons Center, all the action tonight right here on Kate. And the wrestlers, they're going to be at the gym tonight starting off their postseason run. We know in their section, they're probably going to run into a Zambroda Mazepa, the number 2 seed. That Casson Manorville program, they are the number 1 seed. They are the favorites to win that section. And it makes it really tough for anybody else to come out of the section because Casson Manorville has been pretty dominating.
Yeah, and let's not forget one of the boys that moved to Casson Manorville. Cole Glazer is a senior on that team and a young man that started wrestling at a very young age here, and then they moved to Casson. And so he'll be one that Tigers will have to certainly have their hands full with, and should be a good section there too. And that Casson Manorville team, though, year in and year out, they're just rock solid in wrestling. And not only that, they had a great football team this past fall. I know that having coached a lot of their kids in baseball, they should have a pretty good baseball team. And that will be one we will be seeing in section play this year. So it should be a lot of excitement there.
Jonesy, one of my favorite phrases this week, pitchers and catchers reporting. It happened yesterday. Spring training baseball is now officially underway. And to me, that's one of the best things about the Super Bowl coming to an end and football season coming to an end. And I know as football fans, we're used to watching games on Sunday. But, hey, the good news is it's baseball season. And I know that's one of your favorite sports, just like it is mine.
Oh, I can't wait to see things going for spring training. And nice to see those pitchers are reporting. And we've got Kent Maeda back. It sounds like he's ready to go full speed after Tommy John surgery, and like we picked up a couple other pitchers during the offseason. So we'll see. And I saw the Twins had posted a picture of Joe Ryan down there saying pitchers or catchers are back on their Facebook pages today. So very excited. That means spring can't be too far away for Albert Lea. Hey, I want to bring up one last subject here, and we often talk about officiating in basketball. And this is an interesting thing that my buddy John Yost, who's a Minnesota State High School League official, out of the Rochester Association than he does independent games too. But he told me the other night, Tuesday night, that every single official of the Rochester Association was being assigned to a game. I think he told me they had either 72 or 82 games they had to cover out of the Rochester Association on Tuesday. And they're trying to recruit new people, and they're getting a few new people coming out. But yeah, when you hear that, you're just like, oh my goodness. Number one, a lot of games. Number two, it's a lot of officials, especially when most of them are three-man crews. But some of those, I understand, had to go to a two-man crew just because they didn't have enough to cover three-man. And when we played John Marshall over there last week, it was a two-man crew also. So very interesting, just a little sidebar there.
I've seen on Twitter, and I forget what game it was. Maybe it was in a different state where officials were getting yelled at. And as somebody on Twitter posted, well, you know, we can yell at them. That's their job. And if they're not doing their job right, we should be able to let them know that. And I don't think it says anywhere in the referee's handbook that part of your job is taking verbal abuse from the stands. I don't think it says that anywhere in any handbook whatsoever. And I know we all have our moments where we say something out loud towards the officials. But once again, just want to stress to fans, if you're going out to games tonight or anytime this weekend, we need officials. And one of the reasons we are lacking officials is because, again, they do not want to go on a Thursday night or a Friday night. They're away from their family. They're reffing games maybe 3-4 days a week because of lack of officials. They're doing this because they love high school sports, and they're doing this so our kids can play sports. And they're not going to want to take up their free time away from their own family if they're going to go someplace and get hollered at. So just, I want to stress again to all fans, whatever sporting event you're going to, if it's hockey tonight, basketball this weekend, just remember these are our people with their own personal lives, with their own families. They're giving up their time, and they're not making huge bucks to do this, to make sure our student athletes have games.
Just off the top of my head, Aaron, between starting out last Sunday morning till this coming Sunday afternoon, I think I will have done 20 games this week, just to give you an idea of how many games are out there for you and an almost 61-year-old gentleman like myself. But for the most part, you get a lot of handshakes afterwards. And I appreciated that when that older gentleman or older lady comes up, and obviously a grandfather or grandmother of a player, and shakes your hand and says, "Hey, boy, you guys really did a nice job. I appreciate your effort." And we often hear that, but you still get that one parent or one coach that likes to chirp all the time. And you're right, they make a bad flavor, I think, for everybody that goes to games, because I think for the most part people are pretty good now, but it still happens, no doubt about it.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Thursday. Tom will be, I assume, out watching the boys tomorrow night. You're going to text me some updates?
Yeah, I sure will. I've got the B game at 4:30, and I got a couple of games on Alden after school here today to officiate. And looking at my schedule, I wrap up on Sunday up in Blooming Prairie. I won't have any games, I don't think, next week. And so it's been a good run for me, and I love watching high school basketball. And that's why you mentioned it, Aaron, why a lot of our officials will officiate, because we love the game, we love kids. And fortunately, God's given me a body that's been able to survive all these games over the years and still being able to have the excitement to go do it again another year.
My dad always says it's a free ticket to the game, and they pay me to watch basketball. I mean, officials appreciate that. So again, be kind, be nice to officials. They're obviously doing their best. Jonesy, have a good rest of your week and weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds good, Aaron. I'll send you some scoreboard shots tomorrow night. Everybody have a great rest of your week.